We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I started my career in radio in education, and it's expanded to celebrity interviews and different things, but I always wanted to talk to this lady and really wanted to learn more about certain things involving education, and it's been 10 years, and finally I have her on the line, so I'm excited to welcome to the program the president of the AFT, Randy Weingarten. Randy, thanks for calling, and how are you?
I'm okay, Neil, but I hope it doesn't take another 10 years.
I hope we can go back on the air and talk again for sure.
It's just, of course.
It's just always figuring these things out. You finally get stuff from the AFT, and you guys send out such great information, by the way. I've been getting all your press releases, and they're very impressive because they really kind of lay out for your members what's happening and giving it to everyone in the media to know what's happening.
Right. Well, thank you. So look, this is what we tried to do from the beginning of this pandemic. And we had our first press conference on the coronavirus on February 2nd. Could you imagine if the Trump administration had given us the time to prepare and had done the kind of upfront, transparent, honest accounting of what was going on back in February? I think we would have been a lot more prepared for this, and we would have been able to protect ourselves a lot more. But what we've tried to do is four things. Really focus on the health, safety, and well-being of our communities, obviously including our members and those we serve. Number two, focus like a laser on the health and safety of the frontline providers, of which we have about 200,000 nurses and other healthcare providers that are in hospitals every single day. Number three, deal with the long-term and short-term economic impacts of this crisis, particularly given that, you know, 40% of Americans couldn't put $400 together in an emergency before it.
For sure.
And number four, obviously deal with the, you know, making sure that the elections are safe. So we've been kind of working full-time on those four things. And which is why we realized that, you know, we had 3.5 nanoseconds before schools closed because of the way the virus was transmitting. And we thought it was really important to have more time than that to try to prepare for reopening schools safely, which obviously is a huge piece if you want to, not just for kids, but if you want to reopen the economy safely.
And exactly. And you guys created a detailed roadmap plan to safely reopen America's schools and communities. And I think that's very important for you to speak out about this, especially when parents are a bit concerned, right? They've had to be the teachers or the teacher's assistants for X amount of weeks. I've lost track because I have 6 kids of my own and 5 are in school. So I understand specifically enough these challenges. And I'm a former teacher and have a tutoring consulting company that it's just really a challenge to kind of see the different layout. Teachers have a challenge and the parents do, and meeting them together, but we want to know when our schools are going to be reopened for sure.
Well, look, I think that there's challenges on all sides. I mean, so you go from kids who are have special needs for whom looking at a screen doesn't work to, you know, a situation where a parent may be remotely working right now, but has 3 or 4 kids at home, is juggling, you know, who's on what screen when, who's working when. That's huge. And then you also have just basically, you know, kids want to get back to school. And remote learning is not the be all and the end all. And, you know, we've said that for years, right. But I think now with this experiment, everybody now sees it. It should be a supplement. It's not a substitute. But at the end of the day, we have to do this safely. And most of us, mere mortals, are not really stooped or steeped in the public health aspects. Like, what does testing, tracing, and isolation mean?
Exactly.
How do you make sure that when a school is open, to the extent possible, in the absence of a vaccine, that somebody is not carrying a virus? Because you can be asymptomatic and carry a virus. So all of these things are really, really important. And if it's not done carefully and well, it can really mess the opening of school can really be messed up, and it will create lots of distrust. And God forbid somebody get sick in a school because we did it wrong. So I think that part of what we wanted to do is not just the preparation, but also make it clear how much of this is complicated and interaligned. You have to align the logistics, the education piece, and the public health piece together. I'll give you one quick example.
Okay.
If we had the tests that Donald Trump has, like that he and Vice President Pence have,
yes,
where they get tested every morning or routinely, they know in 15 minutes whether they're positive or negative. If everybody had that, you know, we'd have a lot simpler time in basically trying to figure out how to open, because then you'd know who can walk into a school and who couldn't. Because we don't have those tests, we don't, you know, and even if we had them in the community, we don't have them every single day for every single one of the 50 million children that will be going back to school in September. Then we have to do things like social distancing, like physical distancing, like wearing masks, maybe like being 6 feet apart.
Right.
Like, you know, I assume everybody's going to have to wash their hands anyway, regardless. And that's good.
Exactly.
So let's put that aside.
Yeah, right.
But if you have to, if you don't know who's COVID positive or not, because they're asymptomatic, and you have to do the physical distancing, that means you have to lower class size. That means you have
exactly
to stagger time. And that's going to cost more money, less. So all of these factors need to be out there right now, instead of just pretending, like Donald Trump did yesterday, that it's just going to go away and be fine.
And that's the crazy part. And I'm not telling you what political side I'm on or different things, but I think that the unknown that we've been dealing with, Randy, is ridiculous. And for everyone, and as an entrepreneur and looking at just specifically when the country, and I understand people want to open it back up, but when is this going to end? Just because we do this, we're going to have more cases. And then when we open up the schools. So I guess I'm going to throw this at you, because again, everyone needs to go ahead and search the whole plan, because it's available, I'm sure, at the AFT website. But the question I want to ask, because I only got like 2 minutes real quick with you. The question I want to ask, when do you think schools are going to reopen?
Well, I think we're going to, you know, look, it depends on whether or not we're going to have another spike. But I think that there's a lot of us that are planning for schools to reopen in September, in August and September. And if it's safe, I would actually argue, if it's safe and we get the money for it, I would argue, let's do some voluntary summer school. Let's do some things over the summer to help at-risk kids, to help kids with special needs, and
exactly
also start developing the protocols for the fall. Let's not walk into the fall without any, you know, without doing some things beforehand. Again, has to be safe. That's why you have to have 14 days of decreased cases in a community, and you have to have this ability to test, trace, and isolate, so that you know that community spread is less than that. That if a person, God forbid, has COVID, he or she is spreading it to less than one person.
Yes. For sure.
And so those two things are really important. But then let the schools people, not just the superintendents, but teachers and then parents, work together on what does that opening plan look like.
The routine and procedures that have to be in place before the school year. That's why having a voluntary summer school is a good idea if we can. Because you need to teach everyone to have the new normal. The new normal
exactly
is
right.
Smaller class sizes. The new normal is we might not do as much group work anymore. We might be staggering different things in different ways. Ultimately,
right,
we might have different ways we're going to do PE for now. We have to, but if you don't go through that routine and procedures, and these kids are used to the same routine and they just show up at school and don't practice social distancing, it's like we got to get that whole process in place. And we all know the first days of school are so important. And if it's a new normal and the kids have not really practiced it at home, God forbid, then they get here and, oh my gosh, well, we have a lot different discipline and rule sets in our schools than they were before, because
exactly,
if someone has COVID, you know, pretty much the school might have to be shut down. So that's
right.
the kind of process that we're going to have to go through. And
exactly.
And I'd love to have you back on when we know new news, because again, that's the most important thing, so that you keep us up to date. Where's the best place is your website, right? For sure, to find out.
Absolutely. It's the plan is on our website right now. It's, you know, you'll find it easily at aft.org. You can find it on my Twitter at R. Weingarten as well. And what I will do is sometime in the next few minutes, I'll make sure that that I tweet it today again so that people have it. But you can find it on aft.org, and it's called A Plan to Safely Reopen America's Schools and Communities. And we wrote it for our members as well as for the community at large. The more we know, the better informed we are, the better decisions we will make.
Exactly. And we're going to find out soon, especially in the next month, what's going to happen. And we'll definitely have you back on when you have new news for us. All right.
Thank you so much, Neil.
Take care.
Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show. We'll be back in just a moment.